It's a great day. Welcome to another episode of Welders Without Borders, New Year, New Beginnings. I'm Professor Samuel Colton, your host. It's exciting to be here with you. You know, it's a great morning to be alive. There's so much going on around us. We can't ignore it. We have to acknowledge it. Yes, the global pandemic continues. Wear your face mask. Wash your hands often. Social distance and get a vaccine as soon as you can. Help stop the spread of COVID. Those simple steps can save lives and perhaps yours and mine. So today's episode is about networking. You know, when you're in the welding business, whether you're going to work every day and making welds, or you're in the office selling welds, or you're in the other office, engineering welds, perhaps there's no greater tool available to us than creating a personal network. This network can be friends, colleagues, and other professionals and associations. You know, I got some mail yesterday, and I look and it says American Welding Society. And I thought, wow, already another year. You know, I don't get mail that often from the society. But sure enough, it was my notice to renew. And I looked at that and I said, wow, 25 years. You know, 25 years is significant. But I actually joined American Welding Society in high school a lifetime ago. And after high school, I continued my membership and I worked in a rural community. And I didn't really see anybody from American Welding Society, and I didn't have a lot of contact with anyone else. Networking was difficult. It was very rural and remote. There came a point when I said, gee, why am I paying my dues? And I discontinued. Now, fast forward a few more years, and I rejoined American Welding Society, and I said, you know what? I miss my membership. I missed getting the welding journal. I missed knowing about what was going on with others around me in the business, even though they weren't necessarily physically around me. And so at that point, I made a commitment to stay engaged with the American Welding Society. It was probably one of the best decisions I ever made. I've met new friends. I'd relocated. I was closer to my section. I was able to attend meetings. And the great association of the American Welding Society led to some great friendships that continue today. Now, it's funny, I gotta tell you, had I never stopped, I would have had more than 40 years of membership by now. Yeah, kind of dates me, doesn't it? But if I'd have had my 40 years, you know, at 40 years of membership, American Welding Society says, you know what? You should be a life member and never have to pay dues again. Kind of a thank you for being committed. So I just want to tell everybody that's listening to this podcast, no matter where you're at in the world, and I know I have listeners in all parts of the world, join the American Welding Society. Be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. Now let's talk about networking. So yesterday I had a great opportunity. I had a couple of friends from a company called Magna Gas, which is a new company to some, but it's not really that new. And they have a green technology as part of their business plan that promotes a new alternative fuel gas that they call Magna Gas. And it takes less water to produce that gas. In fact, it takes no water. They use different waste products, and so it's good for the environment. And because it doesn't take the amount of water that acetylene production consumes, it's a double down, especially for people like me that live in the desert Southwest. Water's very precious. But it was great to be out with those guys. I want to do a little shout out to Sal Pena and shout out to Steve Voigt, both national leaders for Magna Gas. You know, I could throw some titles around, but just let me say that they're well positioned and they're providing great leadership as they expand their presence in the markets that need access to this new fuel gas. It's faster, hotter, cleaner. I just really can't say enough about it because it's probably the one of the newest innovations in the welding and cutting industry in 100 years. And so it's noteworthy. So go to your internet browser and look up Magna Gas, and it's spelled with an N-E, not an A. So Magna Gas. I'm going to leave it at that, and I'm going to switch to our tour together. We visited the local community college where I work. It was a great experience. We also took time out, and probably the most significant part of our day, we stopped and visited with the founder of an empowerment workshop called Weld Like a Girl, and we visited with Shannon Aaronmore, who provides great leadership and mentoring to young women and men, boys. She's a teacher, and she's great. And the values that she's presenting and the mentoring that she's doing is noteworthy. And so I want to encourage you to, again, go to your internet browser and just look up Weld Like a Girl, Yuma, Arizona. You'll find her there. And I just can't say enough about the work she's doing. And so what's neat for me is she's a member of the American Welding Society. She's a former student of mine. I'm very proud of that. She's an American Welding Society certified welding inspector and certified welding educator. She's also an NCCER certified instructor and master trainer. And so how cool is that? Someone who's now dedicating their life to helping others learn a skill, but perhaps more importantly, gain the confidence to do those things in life that they really want to do. So I just want to tell you, if you're not a member of the American Welding Society, if you're not supporting your local Welders Without Borders effort, you can always contact me, of course. I want to thank you for listening. I want to encourage you to learn more about Magna Gas Fuels.